It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Southeastern Wisconsin is starting to assess damage and clean up from record-setting flash flooding over the weekend.
Yesterday afternoon, Governor Tony Evers formally requested that President Trump declare a disaster for the area so it can receive federal aid from FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Emergency management officials report that the damage will likely meet the threshold to receive that federal assistance.
Though no injuries or fatalities were reported, as many as 50,000 homes were without power, and emergency response officials have compared the damage to that of a major hurricane.
Governor Evers declared a state of emergency on Monday, and state National Guard troops assisted first responders in their response efforts.
The emergency response is being directed at the county level, and so we're checking in with Milwaukee County Executive David Crawford about how the efforts are coming along, what kind of support is available for area communities. David, welcome back to the program.
Thank you for having me, Rob and Kate.
You have done a walkthrough of some Milwaukee neighborhoods to look at this damage. Can you give us a picture here? What kind of things have you been seeing? What are residents up against?
Well, thank you for that question. This is an incredibly challenging and devastating time for many of our residents. I had an opportunity to tour businesses, our public spaces, as well as residential areas. And you can see the pain that people are facing due to these devastating floods. But I want folks to know that we're doing everything that we can to step up. I declared a state of emergency following the overwhelming rainfall and the widespread floods that hit so many areas. And it's given us the opportunity to coordinate with our state and local officials to make sure that we're doing everything that we can throughout these recovery process.
And we're going to talk more about what that coordination entails. But are you starting to get a clearer picture of the full extent of the damage?
I wouldn't say it's getting a full, complete picture. Right now, as you stated, not just Milwaukee County, but the Wisconsin emergency management officials, they are on the ground and assessing the full extent of the flood-related damage. Now, once this particular phase is complete, we will report out that damage to the state of Wisconsin, what those totals are, to determine the level of support that we're going to need. And so we're going to continue to do that throughout today and tomorrow. But when this process is complete, we'll have that more accurate picture to reveal the true extent of the damages. But we also know that the true extent of these damages will reveal itself over time. And so we're just asking for people to give us patience, continue to call 211 to report the damage to make sure that we can get that accurate account.
Yeah. Can you talk more about 211? You've been encouraging people to call 211 to report damage. What can 211 do for affected residents, and what information do they want from people?
Absolutely. So 211 is giving the opportunity for us, one, to track, you know, what calls are coming in, and utilizing that data to really deploy our damage assessment teams to make sure that we're looking at what exactly is going on in each different neighborhood and different municipality. And so we are collecting that data through 211. I want folks to know that we understand that there may be some long wait times, but to have some patience. But there's also, you know, resources that you can receive through 211. But we're also want to strongly encourage our residents to visit our website, county.milwaukee.gov/2025 flood resources. In this way, you can stay up to date with important information and guidance on how to react and how to actually volunteer as well. And so we're going to continue to update that website on a rolling basis. But 211 is going to help navigate people to other resources folks may need, whether they need to replace spoiled food, whether they need shelter and things of that nature.
You have been a lifelong resident of Milwaukee. How does this storm, these storms, plural, compare to others you've seen in the area?
You know, we haven't seen a storm like this in quite some time. I want to say back in 2010 is the last time we've seen a flood of this magnitude. But I can tell you that we've seen a lot of damage. And, you know, right now you have communities who have been hit, you know, a few different times. When you think about the 2010 flood and what we're experiencing, what we experienced over the weekend, and people are devastated. You know, people are looking for help. There are many families, seniors, people with disabilities who are leaning on their neighbors every single day to help clean up the mess in their basements. And we need to make sure that, you know, folks are also calling the Red Cross and getting involved and volunteering if you can, because people need that assistance. And so, This isn't something that we experience consistently. This is nothing that we're used to or prepared for. But I will say that, Milwaukee County, we are a resilient community, and it's great to see, our neighbors, our businesses, and people really stepping up and really leaning on one another as we go through this recovery process.
We're talking about Milwaukee's damage assessment and cleanup efforts after the devastating flooding over the weekend, and we have Milwaukee County Executive David Crawley with us. You talked about coordination. There's, of course, coordination at the state level. There's also coordination with all of these hard-hit local communities. One in particular, Wauwatosa, has had a lot of damage. How, at the county level, do you work with local communities on the cleanup and the next steps?
Well, when the governor made his declaration of the state of emergency, it helped to really ensure that not only our local partners, but state agencies, utilities, and other management officials can continue working together to respond really quickly. And so it's great to see how our emergency personnel, how our firefighters, our police officers have really been at the table and really helping each other out. We do have our emergency operations center where we're talking and communicating constantly with all of our officials and assessment teams to make sure that they know where we're deploying all of our teams. But, I will say that now the next step is, where will FEMA step in? I know that the governor has asked for FEMA. I know our Office of Emergency Management, as well as the Wisconsin Emergency Management, has been in contact. And so as FEMA goes through this process, it's going to be, for us, wondering to see what kind of assistance that we're going to be receiving, because I would say that we need both the state and federal government to really step up to help provide those resources that our residents need in order to recover.
What kind of assistance are you hoping to receive from the federal government?
Well, based on what we're finding, I truly believe that residents will qualify for individual assistance. I've heard that FEMA representatives will be arriving in Milwaukee County as early as Monday to begin some of their work on the ground. I believe there's more information coming on that. But it's important to know that we're going to need FEMA to come in and do their assessment in order to get that presidential declaration to receive some type of form of assistance. I truly believe with the damage that we have seen to businesses, to residents, and to public spaces, that we do qualify for that level of a declaration. And so I can tell you that we've had more than 4,500 calls come into 211 to report property damage, and we've had more than 1,500 properties that have been inspected thus far. And so we believe that we reached that threshold for that emergency declaration, but only time will tell.
Have you had to staff up 211? I mean, certainly it probably wasn't at the staffing level to address, to be capable of receiving all of these calls in an emergency like this.
No, I mean, and not just 211, right? When you think about our local emergency personnel and the need to reach out to other communities, other fire departments and police departments to assist us throughout this process. We're dealing with a weather event that happens, every 1,000 years. And so, we're doing what we can to carry out this damage assessment process, to get as many boots on the ground and as many volunteers on hand as much as possible. But yes, we had to staff up as much as possible as we can, because we know that, people need help now. And we've been doing what we can. We've stood up emergency shelters. We're reaching out, to organizations like Feeding America, Hunger Task Force, to figure out ways to get, food in people's mouths, because we know that there's some hungry bellies out there. Staffing has been challenging, but again, we've had many people step up.
Okay, and so in the coming days, you hope to see FEMA on the ground very early next week. Can you talk about this clearing a threshold to receive federal relief assistance, and what does this threshold entail?
So I don't know the threshold off the top of my head, but it's a formula that FEMA has that says that, we can receive assistance. Now, just because you reach that threshold does not mean that we're going to receive the resources that we need to recover the way that we need to recover. And so it is our hope that when FEMA comes on the ground, not only will we be able to give them our report of the damage assessments, but as they assess the damage, that we'll be able to get some level of support. What that threshold looks like, will we get that support? Again, only time will tell. But I do hope that folks understand that this isn't about politics. This is about the people of Milwaukee County. This is about the people in southeastern Wisconsin and across this state. And so we need everyone to really come together to really support, you know, the residents and the families that's been impacted by this weather event.
Some families are saying, look, that's all okay, but water is in my basement right now. Yeah. I need help right now. I need those dollars now in order to deal with all of this damage. You know, what kind of support is available to the families and households that are in need right now?
Absolutely. Again, we strongly encourage all of our residents to visit our website, county.milwaukee.gov/2025flood resources. And again, we're continuously updating this website. It's going to provide you the resources, where shelters may be, where you can go and receive a food if you need to go to a food pantry, being able to sign up if volunteers are out there and want to be able to assist. You know, they can sign up, you know, through Milwaukee County, through a crisis cleanup, and create a profile to really help folks. We need individuals to donate money, and they can do that by utilizing United Way of Milwaukee County and Waukesha counties. We've had nonprofit organizations willing to step up so people can donate supplies through there. But again, people can reach out to my office, visit the website, call 211, because there are resources out there. And we know that many people may not have access to power still, may not have access to a home. And so we need the community to spread the word. We need word of mouth. We need everybody out there screaming from the top of their lungs as far as what resources are out mm-hmm. there, but also the need for more volunteers and the need for our country, our president, to make a declaration in order for the folks on the ground to get those resources. And we're going to continue to fight for them.
David Crawley, thank you for your time. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for allowing us to tell our story.
David Crawley is Milwaukee County Executive. He was with us to share the latest on damage assessment and cleanup efforts from the historic flooding southeastern Wisconsin has been experiencing over the weekend.